Hello, hello, hello. I am coming on today to talk to you guys again about something that is on my heart to say. Talk about. Have you ever, so I'll just get straight to you. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why does it feel like what I'm going after is running from me? Well, if you've ever asked yourself that question and you've ever felt that way, 9 times out of 10, it's true. It is running from you. It's not attaching to you. And it's 1 to 3 reasons why, possibly, that you're experiencing that and feeling like, okay, I just can't seem to obtain this. I just can't seem to be able to manifest this. What is the problem? Number one is your frequency. When you're experiencing that, the first thing that you should ask yourself is, let me check my energy, you know, that I'm dwelling in every day, because and that's your frequency that you're operating on from day to day. If you're operating from a low frequency, it's gonna be hard for anything to attach to you. It's like you're chasing your own tail. You know, you may have thought in your mind, okay, this is what I would love to do, but the way that you dwell from day to day is not matching up to the level of frequency that you need to be on to obtain what you want. So basically, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you get up in the morning, for instance, you gotta ask yourself, how do I start my day? Do I get up and go straight to negativity? Do I get up, first thing, pick up my phone, read all my negative texts, get upset? How do I start my morning? Do I get up high hydrating? Do I get up with a balanced diet? Do I get up with affirmations? Do I get up with good hygiene, take a shower, relax? You know, start my day off with looking presentable. So I can be happy with myself. And so my profile, when I step out into the world, that my profile is reflecting who I reflecting the person that I want to present. You know, unfortunately, you have a profile. And people, unfortunately, will judge you by your profile. So if you're up and eating on low frequency every day and you're not keeping yourself up, you're just like, whatever, I don't care, it don't matter, then you're going to draw that level of energy to your life from day to day. So that very thing that's on a higher level to where the level that you want to be on is going to be hard to obtain because the level of frequency that you operate on. So change your energy. Change your energy, and you'll start to be able to draw different things to you that you'll be able to obtain. Second is, you're looking in the wrong places. You know, whether if it's love, job, whatever you're trying to obtain, sometimes we can be looking in the wrong places. We can be looking for love in all the wrong places. We can be going after love that's not in alignment with who we are. You know, two people can be two individually good people, but when they try to come together, they're not in alignment with each other, so it don't work. So you got to make sure that when it's love, when you're trying to look for a companionship, that you make sure that it's a person that you're aligned with. Even with a job, if you're looking for a job and you can't, the job that you're going after, it don't seem like you can obtain it. It's like, because you're going after that job to settle. It's just like, oh, okay, it's a way to make money. Sometimes it makes your path harder, because if you have a true desire in your heart of what you want to do and you go after something different, you're operating out of alignment, and it just feels like nothing is really working. That very thing, even if you do get the job and obtain the job, it's just something about that particular job is just not working. It doesn't fit with who you are. You end up quitting, you know, things start to go sour on the job. So make sure that you're going after things that align with who you are, that align with your abilities and your professions and things that you love to do. Number three. Oh, I mentioned it already. It's being out of alignment. And that is a huge thing, because just like I mentioned, when you're out of alignment, your life don't flow the way it should flow, right? Your life don't flow the way it would flow if you were in alignment. When you're in alignment with things is not that complicated. I mean, life is complicated, period, but when it comes to things like love, jobs, success, when you're in alignment, you don't feel drained with what you are doing, because that particular thing that you are doing, or is whether it's a way to make your income or love, it feels good. The process feels good. You know what I mean? That's when you know when you're in alignment with something. Okay, you don't have no ill feelings about what you're operating in. So make sure you are in alignment. Or only thing I can compare it to is like if you've ever tried to put a puzzle together and you get that piece where it looks like it fit but it don't, and you trying to shove it in there and you end up tearing it because you're trying to shove it, it just don't work because it wasn't aligned, the grooves wasn't aligned to fit that particular space, right? So, and you're just trying to force things to work. That's what it'll feel like in a relationship. That's what it'll feel like in a job when you take on these things that you're not in alignment with. You're trying to force it to work, and it builds up anxiety, frustration, anger, you know what I mean? So it just makes your life harder. So make sure all those three things line up, and you'll be able to start attracting more that's ideal for you and obtaining it, you know. So hopefully this is helpful to someone today, and for those of you that have clicked on and listened, I appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe and keep on following for more content. Peace. Have a good day.